I have an annoyingly smart son.
Oh gosh, I'm so
I can't push myself in anymore.
Because of
the PC.
The PC?
He put his PC under me.
Did he?
Yeah.
You let me.
Yeah.
I said, where should I put it? You said, oh, maybe under my desk. And I said, okay.
Yeah, I was being nice.
I mean, to be fair, there is nowhere else to put it. It's quite big. I do want to read.
You didn't put the side back on or anything, though. Maybe with the side on, it would be slightly more room.
There is the sides on, but it's like...
No, it's not on properly. I could feel it, like, it's off.
No, it's actually falling off.
Like, oh, yeah, it is kind of falling off, to be fair. Yeah, I didn't... I don't know.
That would solve it.
Maybe, I don't know.
So you built, I'm recording, you built a Hackintosh.
We did this all
year. Yeah, it literally took me one day to do. Well, one night, really.
So you were saying about there were numbers you put in, but you thought they weren't working, but they clearly were working.
Well, no, the numbers for that is just for the sound. It's like...
Oh, the onboard sound.
Yeah, the software part of the
sound. But the Behringer sound card we plugged in works.
Yeah, because it's just hardware.
I was able to use VoiceOver on a Hackintosh. That's my first ever time using VoiceOver on a Hackintosh.
Oh, you've never seen one before?
Never.
I guess that's...
And it's a Mac Pro 2019, or so it claims.
Yeah, it claims.
With 24 gig of RAM.
Yep.
Which, by the way, is more than the base configuration comes with. You know that, right? That's stupid.
Oh, what is it? Like 16?
I think it might be 16.
Wow, of course it is.
Of course it is.
Classic Apple.
It's funny. So I'm getting him to install Homebrew. And we're able to log into the NAS with all the mad files on.
Yes. I'm really happy with it, though. This is quick. You said it was quick as well.
It's quick.
Let's see.
Yeah, it didn't, like, I've seen VMware of Macintosh before, and sometimes the sound was glitchy or things didn't feel right, but everything about this felt just a Mac. The only issue I had with it is because it was a Windows keyboard, so the Alt and Win controller swapped. Now, in the keyboard settings, I do remember you can go into keyboard settings with Sonoma anyway, and I saw that just yesterday. You can actually redefine your modifier keys with no external software needed.
Mm.
So that's nice.
That is good. I'm playing a game right now. I'm playing Roblox. It's so smooth.
And your Geekbench score was better on the Hackintosh than it was.
GPU-wise, yeah, it was. It was like 1,000 score better. I really don't know why.
Than it was on Windows. So this is not your main machine for those listening. This is his server machine.
My server, yeah. My test bench.
Which was my old server that I got.
Adopted.
That you adopted. I kind of bought that when I sold Arfi, my friend in Australia. Mm-hmm. I sold him a piece of MIDI gear. And with the money I got from that, I bought that server in 2016. I want to say it was 2016.
Yeah, because I remember coming down it like ages ago and it just blinking.
Yep.
And stuff. Because it used to be your NAS, right? And
It was like a file server for a while. And then I bought an actual NAS because I was like, man.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. It feels like I don't know if it's just me being crazy, but it feels like it runs better and quieter right now, me playing the game, than it does on Windows.
It might do. GPU. It might well do.
It's macOS is more lightweight. I'm actually...
It is in a lot of ways.
In its own ways. But it's crazy. Like, I'm running this.
Do you know what I'd be interested in as well?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what it's called, but there is a web-based browser test.
The Chrome one, yeah. You sent it to me one time.
A long time ago. I can't remember what it's called. But you can run it on any machine.
I remember and your Mac got really good.
I got like 21 on Windows, really very bad, on my Intel downstairs. But I got much better on the Mac and...
Yeah, I remember your score was pretty good. I can't remember what it was.
I can't either. Browser Bench? I just can't remember. But it'd be funny to see that on both Windows, because he's dual booting. You've got Windows 10 on main.
Yeah.
And then a dedicated 500 gig drive for the Hackintosh.
Yes.
And the NVMe for Windows is one we found, that you found and I imaged. Hey, by the way, you know you can do your own images now too. Using DD, the commands that I show in that file, you can actually image your own drives in macOS now.
Oh, yeah.
Ha. That's I've true. Only just thought about that.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, it's good. I kind of want to try boot camp on it, though, on this Mac.
I think it would be very funny.
Because I wonder if the score will get progressively worse, you know, like three
hardware within hardware.
Yeah, yeah.
Hardware. But technically, you're not, because you're running macOS on the bare bones. It's not in the virtual machine, but it'd still be worth trying. And I still think you should play with GarageBand or Logic, because it'll be fun if we can get one of my Logic projects going.
Yeah, yeah, I'll definitely try.
On hacking Slack. I just think that would be very funny to me.
I'm really happy with it. And especially that now that I have sound. Like, there's really nothing wrong with it, to be honest.
No. When I came up, there was no sound. The onboard sound is the only thing that doesn't work. It seems that all the other onboard devices do work. USB works. Yeah. USB 3.1 works.
Yeah, USB just works, like, flawlessly. I've never had any issues with it. I guess it just worked when I...
So this motherboard... It was the Asus Prime, isn't it? It's one of the Prime boards.
It's a Prime B...
B250 Pro?
Pro, yeah, you're right.
Because we kind of halfway blew up the old one.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what I still...
We still don't.
I'm so angry about that.
I have it
right here next to me, actually.
You know what? With your microscope, maybe you can look over all the components and see if something looks
blown out. Oh, actually, some
of
the pins are, like, really broken now. But I don't know if that was... from me last time, because I just changed the power supply, remember, then it stopped working.
Yeah, it stopped working.
So, yeah, it's a bit of a mystery.
And you could watch the LTT video on pin fixing. Do you remember
he did that? He's really good at it, Linus. He's got a lot of experience.
He did that video with the pen. Isn't it the end of a biro that you can put over the pins to straighten them? I think it was a biro pen on each pin, and it straightens them up.
Yeah, I think so.
I reckon you could get it going again. You have a lot more knowledge now than when we first started doing this.
Yeah, I might. And I feel like the colours are better as well.
Oh, what's the resolution?
It's 1080 by... It's just, normal 1080. And it
is it 1080 768 or is it 1440 1080?
No, because it's on the second monitor, not on my main one.
Oh, yeah, so right.
It's just normal 1080 by 1920.
And oh, right, yeah.
But it also runs at 180Hz, which is really good. I thought it was only going to run at like 60.
180? I didn't know that monitor was capable of that.
Yeah, this monitor's been capable of 180. And my other one's 165, so this is actually better.
How is that refresh rate? Case?
Remember, because think what I did, right?
Oh, wait, this is your second new monitor, isn't it? This is not...
Yeah, yeah, because I put it on my wish list just like as a, quick like result thing, because it was really cheap at the time. And then I just got it. You guys just bought it for me. I did not expect it at all.
I haven't even... Yeah. I haven't really talked. We've seen this monitor.
Yeah, it's Samsung. It's really good. I like it. It's really
does
good.
It have speakers in it?
Yeah, it does.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But obviously, I can't test it now. But I can test it back.
Yeah, but they're junk speakers. I mean, but they do something, because the other one, the Huawei ones, were not
actually
didn't have speakers in.
Yeah, the other no, that one wasn't even Huawei. My main one's Huawei.
Yeah, and that it has no speakers in it. Remember, we thought when we first got it.
Yeah, but it's just big,
it's vents.
Massive grills. Because, to be fair, if you touch it right now at the bottom, it's really warm.
Yes.
I guess that's where, like, the board is.
Yes.
Oh, it's getting louder now. That's that
GPU. Is that the server?
Yeah, that's the server. Because I'm playing a game, and it's running so well. Like, I promise you, it's better than Windows.
That's quite funny. But you know you have, what, like, 8, 16, 24. So you've got three times the RAM that you had in your M1.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you think this is... It was unified on Mac.
Yeah.
And now this is all separate.
Yeah.
So
it's a bit slower, but it's still reasonable.
It's slower, yeah, of course. But yeah, it is, and it's a lot more. I would rather more RAM than speed.
Well, if your GPU is faster, was your CPU any faster, or was it the same?
Oh, actually.
The Geekbench CPU score.
Geekbench was at like 500 points difference. But I mean, that varies a lot.
Yeah, it always does. Was it 500 points slow or faster?
Slower.
But that's...
On Mac than Windows.
But that if you did it when it was still new... Yeah, maybe now it's kind of indexed and it could be different.
If I have a fairly recent Mac M1 score, I think I only have Geekbench 5, not 6, so wouldn't
it be
exactly comparable?
Close enough
to compare, yeah. So this 6700 multi-score, oh yeah, this only got 5500 max. So it is, the CPU is still slower, but it's still pretty comparable.
Still bloody great. What was the hardest part of getting the Hackintosh going? What do you think? What was just like tough?
To be honest, I think it was getting the EFI, because you have to get a specific EFI like partition on a USB stick that you boot from.
How did you do it?
So long, because you need this special app. I can't show you now actually, because I just tried to, but it's on Windows. But it's like this Explorer +++, and then you need to.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's just like advanced. It's like some advanced Explorer, but it took me so long to do because I kept. I can't remember what it was, but you have to like map it and then unmap it. It's just I couldn't tell you now because I completely forgot. But it was it took me a really long time. It was it was just a stick that took me the longest. That was the hardest part.
So the fans in the background are the AMD.
That is the
GPU, the 580 RX 580.
Gone for a while. Let's see the temps. CPU's at 67.
That's not GPU terrible though.
No, it's pretty good. I can't see the CPU. I mean the GPU. But it's probably around like 70, 60, I think, as well. I remember slightly what they sound like when it's at that temperature. Yeah, but I'm curious now to see what it's like on my laptop, whether it's better or worse again.
Yeah, because I think we talked about that the sound is likely to work because it's all on board.
Yeah, it just
and it may just watch another video come to life
and see if it's any different, because it was probably really similar, but you know it's different stuff to download. Different open core stuff.
I wonder. I mean, yeah. If I'd been around when you were doing it, I'd have been curious to see you do it. The Explorer Plus thing. I wonder why you needed that as opposed to like Disk Manager or something.
Oh, it's because it shows it shows the partitions easier on Explorer Plus than normal File Explorer.
Oh, I see.
You can't use. You have to drag files from another file that you download onto
it,
and you can't do that in normal File Explorer or Disk Management.
Did you use the Samsung USB or did you use
I think I used the 128 because I
The SanDisk.
Move the stuff here, yeah. Yeah, not the SanDisk. The SanDisk, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, the metal one.
Yeah, the metal one, yeah.
That still has a good read-write speed.
Yeah, I think it's like 200-something on the...
Oh, and you know an app you could download on the Mac is the Blackmagic Disk Speed Test from the App Store.
Oh, yeah, because, this doesn't have...
Crystal
Disk, does it?
But it has Blackmagic Disk Speed Test. And it's a weird one, right? If you just hit the checkbox and let it will run forever. I don't think it ever stops. So when you've seen a few tests, make sure you turn it off. Okay. I didn't know that at first, and
did you leave it running for like
An hour or something, and I came back and it just kept going.
I don't like it when things do that.
No, I had no idea. And I didn't like it.
Oh, I can hear the power going through it.
What I can hear, actually, are the two GPU fans kind of going in sync.
Yeah.
So they're slightly different RPMs, but only very slightly.
Yeah, you can. It's quite funny when it does that.
Yes.
But
I'm running very well, like crazy.
Because I have some videos when I used to use the M1, and I would be playing a game and have, you know, a couple apps like Opera and Discord and stuff open.
And it would like...
You could see at the top, I used a similar app. I don't know if it was the same one. But you could see it was red, and it was 99 or something, like 90, like around the 90s degrees on that laptop. And now I'm running the same thing in a fake Mac at 60 degrees, and it's just so much better.
And also more RAM. So yeah, you should try and get it configured that you've got like most of the same games, and play it and get Discord going on it too if you haven't.
Yeah, I haven't.
Try and make it back how your M1 was, and see if it still lags. Because I don't think it would. Because
I really it's doubt so different. It. Yeah, because RAM is definitely the biggest.
The RAM was the big bottleneck.
That's one of the main reasons I sold it.
Hey, did you ever run Crystal Disk Mark on Alice's laptop?
No, I haven't done anything on that laptop, to be honest.
Because I'm curious about the NVMe. You
know
what it was?
I didn't know about
and
it
disk
before
health.
I got.
Well, we didn't either. We didn't know anything.
But we didn't know anything until I got my PC and laptop, really.
Yep.
I didn't really know anything about computers when I got the PC. That's kind of it.
For some reason, it's quite a comforting sound, those fans. They're actually
it's
like kind of nice.
Yeah, it's nice. When it's really, when it goes like 3,000 something RPM, then it gets really annoying.
Oh, okay.
When it's at max.
But this is quite chill.
It's nice. Yeah, I'm really happy with it. I'm going to do another test really quick. I got 400, because it's on a SATA SSD.
Yes,
488 write and 512 read. So that's just normal speed.
That's normal speed.
It's not being limited or
anything. It's not.
I'll close some apps and do another geek.
You know, you can select a target drive in there, and you could select your Samsung, because it should be 110 read, but we hope it's still 400 write. Other way around.
Let me, what is it, settings, and then...
It's in the file menu.
Target drive, yeah, I see it.
And then you can pick the...
United... Is it this? Oh, no, it's this. I found it.
So yeah, it should be 110 write.
Right. 108 write.
Yeah, that's good enough.
And then... I might have to wait for it to do the...
You will have to wait.
Yeah, I have to wait. This is a bit annoying. Yeah, crystal disk mark is a lot better.
Yeah, it does it in a different way.
Yeah, and you can pick like whether it's read or write or sequential, whatever. I don't
all
know
of that. There. I only ever do the first testing there, the QA.
Yeah, top left.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just always do. I don't really
it's
need
kind of
the
just
others.
A waste of time because you have to wait for all the
five
like,
tests.
Write tests to work.
Yes.
Before you do all the read tests, it's a bit long.
Very true.
See now, and it's gone down to 45 degrees on the CPU. I don't know why I can't see deep. Hard drive temperatures, fans. It's just general temperature. I can't even open the app. I don't even know how to open the app.
Weird.
Hardware info. Because then it just goes to like the top of my screen.
I have to look that up. I'll see if I can install it from Homebrew.
Yeah, you should.
Brew
install actually, you probably, info. Probably would be able to. Maybe I'll have to get another app to actually. Open.
Well, you could try TG Pro Fan.
That's yeah, that was the one I had before. TG
yeah, and I have a dual license for it. We deactivated it from your old Mac, so there's one spare license. We can put it on your perfect. New one.
Yeah.
Because it showed GPU fans on my M1 Macs.
Yeah, it worked fine as well for my other Mac. Well, my actual Mac.
Yeah.
Is it on...
Mac-tual.
Is there a way... Oh, do I have to use Homebrew to install it?
Yeah, so I would run the command, copy-paste that command out of the file into Terminal.
Is it the top one? /bin/bash-c?
Yeah.
Something.
Copy all that whole command.
I nearly do like control instead of
I know.
Windows. It's
weird. It's swappy.
And then
go to terminal and you can do command V, which would be like Windows V
Windows
because
v,
it's
yeah,
swapped
it's
and
dumb.
It's all broken and I can't deal with it. Trying to use VoiceOver on the keys that are swapped was like screwing my mind. Did you ever see the read speed on the Samsung drive? Was it 400?
Oh, yeah, it just finished. It was 400. It went down to 380 now, of course, because it's probably quite hot. But it's 380, which is...
That's
I forgot
really,
it was so good.
Really good.
I forgot how good it was, yeah.
Yeah, the rated is 110 by 400 on those drives. Those little tiny drives.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Yes.
I forgot like how quick they actually are.
I don't think... Actually, it might be. I think the SanDisk one, the 128, the much, much bigger one, is a 400 read, but I couldn't swear to it. Might not even be. It might be like 350 or 300.
I'm not sure.
But I don't think the write is
as good.
The same.
110. Actually, it might be around that, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
But I just love the Samsung form factor. Because it's almost as small as the unifying receiver.
Yeah, literally.
Which is hilarious to me.
They pretty much are. I have no password in this. I don't know why it's asking me for my password to install. Or is it a different password?
It's the Mac boot password. If you never set one, try enter. And
I click enter and then it says sorry, wrong password. I don't know how it's done that.
Oh.
Checking for sudo access, which may require your password. Passwords.
Maybe you can set one and then...
Yeah, I guess I have to set one. Because it won't let me... do anything because I just it takes a long time
one and that's when you set up the user account it was your like actual Apple ID password because
it just says Jake Louis it doesn't say my
yeah
iCloud.
Your email nope
yeah, so
I got
don't
you
think it would be.